For the first half of the 20th century, Kendall Square was dotted with factories, distilleries, and power plants. But when Dr. Philip Sharp joined the faculty at MIT in 1974, many of those industrial buildings were abandoned.
The Kendall Square stop was there. It was a pretty dingy subway stop. At night at 10 o'clock or so, you didn't want to be in Kendall Square. It was not considered safe.
Biotechnology spurred the renaissance of Kendall Square. In 1978, Sharp co-founded Biogen, one of the world's first biotech companies. It opened its doors a stone's throw from MIT, and soon other pioneering tech companies followed suit.
Genzyme started in about the same time up in Tech Square, and Alchemide and other companies, Google and Microsoft, all developed research institutes around Kendall Square.
Today, the once desolate streets of Kendall Square hum at lunch hour, filled with employees of the world's leading biotech, information technology, and venture capital firms. MIT is still a strong magnet for companies looking to recruit from its talent pool, but it isn't the only draw.
One substate away is Mass General. And up the, uptown, two substops away is Harvard. So we are connected by the Red Line to an enormous intellectual and medical community, universities that are just world class.
Still, as Dr. Sharp showed us, the redevelopment of Kendall Square is far from over. Construction projects representing more than 5 million square feet are underway or have recently been completed.
You see the crane? The road is expanding by a factor of two. It's doing some of the most innovative work on human genetics.
It's not just tech titans occupying Kendall Square. Pritesh Gandhi co-founded startup Ambient Devices 12 years ago. Its staff has grown from 3 to 10, and today Ambient products are sold by major retailers.
The most popular ones have been these weather devices that sort of show a 5-day weather forecast.
Gandhi says his business benefits from being in close proximity to other innovative companies.
Regardless of the industry, many of the problems are relatively common across many industries. So I think you see knowledge transfer happening on a very organic fashion here.
The evolution of Kendall has also kickstarted a commercial boom. In the last 3 years, 21 restaurants have set up shop, helping further redefine the character of the square.
Not only has Kendall Square become very attractive for investments and venture and innovation, but it's also becoming attractive for people to live here.
In a relatively short period, Kendall Square has transformed from a cluster of blighted city blocks to the premier high-tech hub and a model for cities around the world.